Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. We're going to talk some Wyoming Cowboy basketball, and we've got senior guard Justin James joining us here on the program. Justin, when I say senior, before introducing you, I always ask the guys this. Does it seem like it's going to be, you know, your last season with the Cowboy basketball team? Has it gone by quickly?
It definitely goes by quickly. You know, it's kind of surreal, you know, just realizing this is my fourth year. You know, just being here my freshman, you know, going through, you know, all the, you know, the roller coaster, you know, type years, and it's been a great ride, you know, and I'm happy to be here for my last year for sure.
So you're playing softball, right? You're playing a softball game? Okay, are you a quality slow pitch softball player?
Listen, I'm good at anything with the ball.
Okay. Did you play like baseball and stuff when you were growing up?
That's pretty much it. Well, okay, I'm good at anything involved besides soccer, I should say.
Okay, yeah, I got you. I won't ask you any World Cup questions. What about, you know, like FIFA on the PlayStation and everything, or Xbox?
I have MLB video games, you know. I mean, I'm just a real, you know, competitive, you know, so anything that involves sports, you know, I like playing.
What position will you be playing in this game?
Third base, for sure. That's my spot.
Third base.
You know, I got that arm. You know, I'm scooping all the the grounders and all the pop flies. I'm getting them all.
That's what I played, man. Slow pitch softball third base is tough, though. I mean, you've got to really be paying attention, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you know, if you know baseball, you know the slow pitch is going to be a lot of early swings. You know, a lot of early swings means the left side of the field. So, you know, left side outfield and third base are, you know, the places to be.
Talking to Justin James here on the program. Justin, I know you've been asked a lot about, you know, testing the waters, the NBA draft waters and all that. And I know you've been asked this a lot, but what was that experience like for you? What do you feel like it was very beneficial for you to do that?
It is very beneficial. I feel like the NCAA, really made a good decision with letting underclassmen declare and even come back because, you know, we want to, I mean, most of our goal is to, you know, play professional basketball, you know, so having the input of, you know, scouts who know what they're talking about and, you know, seeing, like, what they need from you and, you know, having those extra 2 years, extra 3 years, you know, to improve on that, you know, I feel like it's definitely beneficial for sure.
What did you gain out of it? What did you learn from scouts about your game and, you know, are they brutally honest at times? Or are they you know, and what?
I mean, you kind of ask them to be brutally honest, you know, because you want to know, you know, the complete truth about, you know, how you play and, you know, like what you need to work on, you know. So they definitely tell you, like, the stuff that you're good at, you know, they definitely tell you the things you need to work on, you know, to get to the next level. It was definitely a great experience for sure.
Is it humbling, though, to hear from somebody else outside of your inner circle, like coaches and family? Is it kind of humbling to hear that, hey, this is what you need to work on, or, hey, you're not good enough to be at this sport part? Is that humbling?
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely humbling, but more of a big motivation to be the best player that I can be. You know, I feel like I don't need to prove myself to anybody, you know, but it's definitely just giving me motivation, you know, knowing that, you know, people don't think I can play in the NBA, you know, and obviously, you know, I have that confidence in myself that I can. So it's definitely motivation for sure.
What were you told you need to work on this year in order to be in the position, best position possible?
They said I have good size for a college guard. But in order to play in the NBA, I need to gain 10, 15 pounds, you know, just so I can, you know, compete and, you know, stay physical with the big guards that are in the NBA, you know, because most of those are NBA guards are 200, 220, you know. And then another thing was having a more consistent NBA three ball. You know, they said they like my college three ball, but, you know, the NBA is, you know, a few steps back, you know, and just getting that more consistent was definitely something that, you know, they preached on.
You know, it's interesting. You mentioned the three-point shot, and listen, I think we all know how big the three-point shot has become. But a guy who just won Rookie of the Year, and listen, I'm not comparing you to Ben Simmons. I know he's up there, but you know, you're similar. I mean, he's a big type of guard, but he doesn't shoot the three-pointer very well at all. I don't think he made any threes. So, I mean, there is a spot for big guards who like to drive and take mid-range jumpers, right?
Yeah, for sure. But the difference between me and Ben Simmons is, you know, he's 6'10", probably 250, you know, and right. I'm 6'7", 185.
That's a big difference,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, for sure. You know, so I'm going to be guarding, you know, the point guards, the two guards, you know. Mm-hmm. He's, you know, he has a size where he can play the 1-5, really, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, you know, so, I mean, definitely, you know, just hearing, you know, all of these executives, you know, inputs and seeing what I need to work on really, really, really helped me out going into this year.
Did you think Chandler Hutchinson would be a first-round draft pick?
Yes, I did. He's a really good player. You know, I have a lot of respect for him. You know, the Mountain West is definitely an underrated conference. But I feel like he's definitely a first-round draft pick for sure.
Were you surprised to see the Martin twins and Jordan Caroline decide to come back from Nevada?
To be honest with you, not really, you know, because, I mean, they kind of realize what they had, what they have in Nevada, you know, and they kind of have a powerhouse coming back, you know, with their team. And, I mean, it's the same thing with me. It's just like, you know, I mean, the worst case scenario, you stay another year, you know, you get better and your draft stock rises, you know. Mm-hmm. So I understand where they're coming from.
Do you think teams are, and listen, I don't know if anybody thought Hayden Dalton was going to get drafted, but still, I think he's shown that he's gained a lot of interest, and you played with him for a number of years, for 3 years, I believe. What do you think he can do at the next level?
I mean, obviously, you know, being able to shoot the 3-ball is a huge factor, and he's one of the best 3-point shooters I've ever played with or ever seen, to be honest with you. So him being able to stretch the floor, him being as skilled as he is, you know, being 6'9", 6'10", and being able to handle, shoot, and, you know, and just be that threat and, you know, and having to be respected while he's on the floor, I feel like definitely would help any NBA team.
Are you going to need a roster to know all the new players in Laramie this year?
I'm sorry?
Are you going to need a roster to know all the names of all the new players in Laramie this year?
No, we've been here for about 3 weeks now, so I'm getting close to everybody. I know all their names. I'm, you know, starting to, you know, learn all their tendencies, stuff like that. But, you know, it's definitely been a challenging road, but it's definitely something I've been looking forward to, like just getting to know them throughout the summer and, you know, then throughout the season.
How much does this team resemble what Allen Edwards wants to bring to Laramie, his style of basketball that he wants to bring? Because it seems like it's fitting right now. Can you go on that?
Yeah, so, I mean, this is by far the most athletic team that I've been a part of. And, I mean, I go to say this is by far the, you know, the most athletic team that I've seen in the past 10 years at the University of Wyoming. This team, we can be able to guard multiple positions. A lot of us can shoot. A lot of us can, you know, handle the ball. A lot of us can pass. Just having that versatility, you know, and just having players that can do, you know, multiple things on the floor really helps us for sure.
Give us a name or two of guys maybe that will become the next household names, the next type Justin James that we're saying, or the next Hayden Dalton. Who are a couple names that we should really be watching out for this coming year?
For sure. I mean, everybody knows Hunter Maldonado.
Yeah.
You know, he had a big-time freshman year. He's going to have a dominant sophomore year, I believe. But for the new guys, Luau Deng, and then Trace Young, I feel like are two players that that people don't really know about yet, but are definitely going to be in the spotlight in the months to come.
I didn't talk to a lot of the newcomers when they signed because there were so many of them, but Trace is one I definitely did talk to. And man, you talk about a guy with a good head on his shoulders and wants mm-hmm. to come in and prove. I am really looking. Heck, I haven't even seen him play, and I'm looking forward to see him play. It's gonna be a lot of fun with this team, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the team is really talented. I mean, I'm not sure if you've seen, you know, Trey Young in a while yet, but mm-hmm. they're both 6'9". They're both crazy athletic. They can handle the ball. They can shoot the ball. They know how to make the right play. They know how to defend, you know. I mean, I don't want to, you know, sit here and make it seem like these kids are LeBron James or anything,
right.
But these kids really play for sure.
Are you guys bringing Dunktown back to Laramie again?
Of course, of course. I mean, listen, I said this is the most athletic team we had. You know, I mean that for sure.
Okay, one area where I think, you know, the Cowboys, and I know it's not a big priority, but, you know, inside game and having a healthy Jordan Naughton and maybe even getting Hunter Thompson, you know, back, you know, from injury after redshirt year, how big will those two guys impact the game if they can stay healthy and be a force inside?
Oh my God, huge. I feel like Jordan and I, and Hunter Thompson are the X factors in us winning games, like winning a championship. Jordan is a dominant presence inside, you know, and that's a presence that we missed last year. You know, even though Al Hunter was a great shot blocker, you know, he still kind of like got pushed around a little bit because, you know, some of the big men are leaving, you know, weigh 280, 300 pounds, you know. Mm-hmm. But I feel like Jordan and Hunter, you know, bringing that muscle, you know, bringing that, you know, intensity, that ability to read on the ball is really going to help us in the future.
Justin James joining us here on the program. So I touched on Nevada a little bit, and everybody seems to think that could be a Final Four type team. You know, they're going to cakewalk through the Mountain West. How much motivation does that give you that you guys beat that team in Laramie last year? It was a heck of a game. But, I mean, you know, do you think that's a lot of hype right now for a team that has a lot of talent but maybe not enough basketballs to go around, right?
I mean, it's definitely a lot of hype, but, you know, I mean, you got to give credit to where credit's due. You know, they've earned everything that, you know, that people said about them.
Mm-hmm.
But I would be a fool to tell you that I feel like anybody in the league is better than me. I would be a fool to say we're going into this game thinking, you know, we're going to lose to them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I have confidence against us, against anybody in the conference, you know, and we have the talent to win the championship. So, you know, I have all the confidence in my team to do what we need to do.
Will you be hitting a home run in your softball game?
Yeah. Hey, definitely in that park home run, for sure.
Okay.
My speed is what gets me there.
Okay. All right, Justin. Good stuff, man. We appreciate the time. Glad to see you back in the brown and gold and looking forward to your senior year. And we'll talk soon. Thank you so much.
Appreciate you.